Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
The actor David Harbour, who stars in Stranger Things, revealed a little while ago how he met his wife, the pop star Lily Allen, on the celebrity dating app Raya. Now, Raya is considered one of the most popular dating apps amongst the famous, but where did it come from and how does it all work? Well, for more on this, I'm joined by host of the pop culture podcast Don't Quote Me, Orla Condon. Good morning, Orla.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. What's Raya?
Raya is an app that I would never get on because I'm simply not famous enough. It's a very exclusive dating app where there's an incredibly vigorous acceptance process that people have to go through to get on there, to be part of the some 10,000 people that get to swipe left and swipe right on, like you said, Hollywood's rich and famous and the rich and famous from around the world.
So does Raya approach the famous people and ask them, do they want to be on here or do they apply themselves?
So it's invite only, but it's usually an invite only from someone who's already on the app. So you need to have an invite from someone who already has been approved and accepted onto the platform. And then from there, it's kind of a multi-step process where your application is viewed by hundreds of anonymous committee members. And then that referral is checked by someone on the app. There's speculation that your Instagram and social media profiles play a part in it as well, and that that needs to be a part of the process. So it's not as easy as just downloading an app and putting in your username and password.
Yeah, and I see that the acceptance rate is really low. I mean, it's around 8%, isn't it?
8%, yeah, incredibly low, which is a part of the appeal, I guess, for kind of Hollywood elite and creators around the world. And there's some interesting comparisons to apps most famous like Tinder, in that you can't filter by location, which is one of the main features on apps like Tinder and Bumble and all the rest, where you can kind of set a radius of, well, I'm only going to be bothered traveling 5 kilometers to meet this person, so let's keep it nice and close. There's no commitment. With Raya, you have a little bit more of a commitment. It's worldwide. You can't filter that way. You can only filter by age and gender. Mm-hmm. And the gender kind of split on the app is very equal, which again, in comparison to other apps, is kind of different, where you see a lot more men than women. But generally, the functionality of swipe right, swipe left applies here.
And I said there that David Harbour, the actor, he spoke about how he met Lily Allen on there. But most of the time, people don't really discuss whether they're on it or not, do they?
Yeah, well, secrecy is a big part of the app. It's kind of like Fight Club. You don't talk about Raya outside of Raya. But David Harbour has broken that rule. Obviously, he doesn't need to be on there anymore because he's now a married man to Lily Allen, like you said, who he met on the app in 2019. But there have been other people who have spoken about getting kicked off the app, notably Irish comedian Joanne McNally. She met her partner on Raya and she has spoken about getting kicked off for screenshotting famous faces on there. I think she screenshot Lewis Hamilton and got a notification to say, no, you've broken the rules, out you go. Another famous story that kind of popped up in the headlines in the last couple of weeks, there was a TikToker, a 19-year-old TikToker, who got kicked off the app after she shared a screen recording of a FaceTime with Friends star Matthew Perry after they matched on the app. And she also got removed. And she said she was doing it to highlight kind of how men in Hollywood approach young women on these apps. But it's very, very tight. And if you are seen to be breaking the rules and sharing information on there, you will get removed pretty
That's
quick.
It's hard though. The old secrecy thing is hard because it's a source of great gossip, isn't it?
Isn't it? Man, who would you love? You'd love to see some faces on there, wouldn't you? And I've heard that there's people on there looking for thirds and all this kind of mad stuff. I wouldn't be able to control myself with the goss. I'd have to share it.
I completely can understand how and why Joanne McNally took a screenshot. I mean, it's sort of the first thing that you do, right?
Yeah, it's totally just knee-jerk. You'd be straight into the group chat with like, look what I've seen online.
I know.
So quick.
And remember that time Ben Affleck was reportedly on there? Now, he denied that he was, but one of the girls from Selling Sunset, Emma Hernan, she said on the show that she met him on there, didn't she?
Yeah, this was a really embarrassing story because we don't really know the truth of it. Selling Sunset, the Netflix kind of real estate show, one of the stars, Emma, spoke about being on there and matching with Ben Affleck and they had exchanged messages. I don't know if she said they met up, but they were definitely flirting on the app. Mm. And it was kind of this big salacious scene that we were meant to be really impressed by. And then days later, he came out and told everyone that it was a total fabrication. Now, look, he said, she said, but it definitely took the wind out of Emma's cool celebrity story.
And who else is on there? Like, I know we're not supposed to know that these famous people are on there, but we do. I mean, who's on there that we'd know?
We do. Demi Lovato has spoken about using the app over the last number of years. She spoke about it in her documentary. Again, I don't know if she's since been booted for revealing that. Joe Jonas was reportedly on it before he met his wife. Drew Barrymore has been spotted on there reportedly, and she has spoken about some kind of bizarre encounters she's had on dating apps, which we're kind of now led to believe that was potentially on Raya. But tons of famous faces, Olivia Rodrigo as well said she had Raya for a second, but she said it was just too cringy and she couldn't handle it. So there's lots and lots of people that we recognise that will be on there.
What's the business model? I mean, if there's only 10,000 people on there, they must be paying a lot of money, are they?
The subscription cost is incredibly low. It's $9.99. So for a tenner a month, these people who could, let's face it, afford to pay a lot more.
Absolutely.
Are getting access to the world's most beautiful.
Yeah. So the owners of this thing, they're missing a trick here on the old revenue raising side.
Oh, come here. I'd be hiking the price pretty quick. If Netflix can do it, Raya should be doing it as well. Do you know what I mean?
And who owns it? Where did it start? How did it start?
2015 it started, so it's relatively new, but definitely around the same bubble as Tinder and Bumble and all those. It's a guy called Daniel Gendelman. He was 34 when he founded the app, so a very rich man now, I would imagine. He started it when he was studying in Israel, and Raya is actually the Hebrew word for friend, and that's where the idea came from. And his whole concept was he wanted to create a space that was perfectly curated and intimate and a small number of people, but everyone would be thoroughly vetted, and it would be like this kind of dream dinner party type vibe. So there is this idea that it's also used for kind of friendships and networking and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I think I feel like all of these apps have kind of come out with that advertising.
Yeah,
before.
For sure. And I wonder how closely they vet people, because I would imagine there's any amount of showbiz journalists trying to get on there to have a snoop. Have you tried to get on there to have a snoop?
Do you know what, Claire? But will we do a little undercover? I think we should do it. Let's try and bust the doors of Raya open and see who's on there. What details can we find?
But they must guard it quite closely, because it would seem that that's not happening.
It seems so. I've not seen many like expose of kind of, you know, from entertainment journalists being like, you'll never guess who I saw on this dating app. I think it's the fact that a lot of it comes from referrals. You have to be referred by someone who's already been approved. So there's that kind of trust system, I guess, built up on the app. Mm-hmm. And then you can be waiting anywhere from a week to, you know, over a month, over 2 months to get approved. Again, it's not instantaneous. It's not a quick process. So I would imagine it is pretty thorough. And when you see kind of 10,000 people on there, you know, that sounds like a lot of people, but when it's a worldwide app with some of the kind of elite, that's a relatively small number.
Yeah, we have to get you on there.
Yeah,
screenshot like
crazy.
We have
to have some.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't care.
We have to have some pull, don't we?
We have to have some pull. We have to be able to sort this
out. Come on,
out.
You're Claire Byrne. You can sort me. Come
I know.
On. Come on, Claire.
I'm very far off this scene. I mean, I don't know about Ben Affleck or Emma from Selling Sunset, but we can give it a go. You get on there, right?
I'll have to tell my partner first. She might get a bit of a fright as
don't
well.
Don't worry. Look, we'll explain it all to her. Just get on there. Yeah. Take as many screenshots as you can. Come on the program afterwards. And if you get kicked off, we don't care. You know, it's fine if you get kicked off.
Who cares? Yeah, I don't care.
You'll take that hit. Right. That's the next project. Yeah. Next time I talk to you, Orla, you're going to have all of your Raya screenshots ready.
Oh, God. Well, okay. This is pressure.
It's pressure. Thanks so much, Orla, for joining us. Condon there, who is from her podcast, of course, which you can download and listen to. It's called Don't Quote Me. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.